throat's kind of hoarse.
Help him, Lord.
Been sick. But I think about everybody's been sick or something.
God, yes, help him, Lord.
Help us. Have the Bible turn over to Mark chapter 6. I'm glad God's been good to me.
Amen.
God's blessed me and met my needs.
Amen.
I can't never say of a time that God had never met my needs. I can't never say there's a time that I was starving and didn't have nothing to eat.
Amen, brother.
God's always fed me. I've had something to drink. And God's always took care of it. I had a place over my head to sleep. I've had clothes on my back.
Yes.
Shoes on my feet. Didn't deserve none of it. But yet God gave
Amen,
it to
brother.
Me. It's the grace of God. Where would you be?
Amen, brother.
Thank God.
Amen.
Over in Mark chapter 6, verse 31. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure in so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and run afoot thither out of all cities, and went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. He commanded them to make all sit down and by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when they had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fishes, and they did eat of the loaves for about 5,000 men. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God, for what you've given us today. And God, I give us a church and a good place to come and a good brother and sister and a good pastor. I pray, God, you take now, Lord, and drive back the opposing powers of hell. God, set a watch over my lips. Don't be preaching anything contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. I pray, oh, God, you'd help my throat. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use me for the glory of God. Don't let me say nothing, God, that wouldn't edify, glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, God, to be one here lost and might get saved. God, is someone here hurting, and I know people's hurting. Oh, God, I pray you'll help them, God, in some way. There'll be a special way, God. This is the night we start the revival. I pray, God, you revive my soul, Lord. Lord, God, you come unto me, Lord. I draw a circle around me, God, and ask you to revive me in that circle. I pray, dear God, that you drive back the devil now. Lord, lead, guide, and direct, and you be glorified in Jesus' name. This is a well-known story. It's in all of the Gospels where Jesus fed the 5,000 and then took up 12 baskets full of fragments that was left over. But that's not what I want to preach on tonight. I heard a preacher preach a message about this a few weeks or so ago, and then I heard another man preach about it. And what I want to preach on is green grass in the desert.
Amen.
If you'll read that, it says there three times, I think. He says, into a desert place. They went into a desert place. And then you get down there and it says, verse 32, that was verse 31, it says he parted into a desert place. And then down in verse 34, said verse 35, and when the day was far spent, the disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place. And I want to, then you look out here in verse 39, this is where I want to take for my message. I ain't never really seen it like this. I mean, they're in a desert place. A desert place is where nothing grows. You know, grass won't grow because there's nowhere for it to grow because it's so hot. There's no water. There's no pasturage or no reason for pasturage. You know, you can't grow nothing there. It's just a desert place. I mean, 110, 120, you know, burning up, just terrible. And Jesus, they kept saying, we're in this desert place. Now, why would the shepherd lead the sheep into a desert place? That what he didn't lead them in. He wouldn't lead them to a desert place. They thought he was going to a desert place. But what does it say? He says in verse 39, it said he commanded them and make them all sit down by companies upon the green grass. I don't care what desert you're in. If God's leading you to go and you're going through a desert, there's a green place, green grass. It's not just a place, but there's green grass in that desert place waiting for you. God's not going to lead you through all the tribulation and trials and all the things you go through and bring you out on the other side without giving you a place of rest. He's not going to take you and lead you down through there amongst the scorpions and the snakes and the spiders. He's going to take you out and he said, set them in a green pasture, a green field. Grass. Thick grass. Do you like to sit on grass and feel? You know, I would have felt if it took them out and sit them down on rocks and in the desert. But he put them in green grass. And that green grass, he just didn't stick it there. That green grass had been making and he had it made and growing just for that time. It's a time in your life when you're in a desert place and you got to have some rest. You got to have something coming from God Almighty. And God has made a green pasture that you'll be able to go to, that you might be uplifted, that you might get some rest in your body, and you might get some rest in your soul to cut up and go on for the Lord. You're in a desert place. Why do you think you get in church and you got people shouting, praising God? Because they're in green grass. That's why they're in that green grass. And then you got others over here choking to death and can't hardly just raise a hand or nothing because they're in a desert place. I want to be in the green grass today. I want to be where God wants me to be and where He's leading. I want to follow. That's the problem. We're not following where the Lord leads us. And we get out of the will of God and we don't get to that green grass. I'm telling you, the green grass. He commanded them to make them all. He didn't pick out a couple. He said to make them all sit down in company. He said put them all in 50s and 100s. Why did he put them in that? He has certain, man, you're talking about this 5,000 people, then kids and women. Man, they might have been up to 15,000 people there. It'd take like 4 football fields to see them all. All that green grass he had out there for them. He said set them down and he put them in order in 50s and 100s. And you know they had to be walkways between them. And there's enough green grass out there that where he had grown to put that green grass so that they might be able to glorify Jesus Christ and listen to what he said and get some rest in a time of misery, in a time when we need to rest, when a time when all hell is broke loose and they just killed John the Baptist, cut his head off, cutting people's head off overseas and everywhere else, people dying for the cause of Christ. I tell you what, there's some green grass out there in the desert. When we get there, God has set us in the desert in that green grass. We won't have to sit on no rock won't have to sit on no pebbles or nothing. And I can't sit down and squat, man. I got to sit. I got to sit down. He said he let them rest. He took them to a place of rest because they was wore out. They've been hearing Jesus teach and preach all day, and they was wore out, and he took them to a place of rest. And that's what he's wanting to do to you. You've been through so much. You've been through so much pain, so much tribulation and trials. You've been kicked down, knocked down. Why don't you come to the place where the grass is and let God give you some rest and lift you up? You need a spiritual reviving in your heart. We need to be revived so we might get up and go for the Lord instead of stumbling around and falling around in this life the way we're going and falling around not being a witness and a testimony. Let God put us in a place that He can pick us up and give us rest. Our marriages have trouble. You've got deserts in your marriage and problems going wrong in your family, your kids and parents. You got deserts in your life. You got problems in your life. Why don't you get together? You could have a good time, the best time you've ever had. If you ask God to pick you up and put you in a green grass, thank God and go with God and live for God, that you might have a victorious life.
Amen.
We want revival. I want revival. But I want rest. I want that green grass that I can get into and feel the power of God. That I can come to church and I can worship Jesus Christ. And I'm not sitting over our choking on dust with somebody else is shouting and praising God. I want to be able to sit on that green grass and just feel how comfortable. I just love grass when you sit on it. They pay a lot of money to have grass on these golf courses. They have all kind of green, called green. Greens. Hey, praise God. Man, one day when I get to heaven, there'll be green grass up there, I'll bet you. Hey, God, I'm glad that God wants to put you in green grass so that you can get your life situated, get yourself pulled back together, tighten up your britches, stand up, put your girdle on, and get ready to fight the devil some more. You done been kicked around long enough. Come on, let's do some work for God now. Let's get our lives straight. Let's get in that green grass. He said He took us in the pastures. I tell you, there's pastures of green grass waiting for you. But you got to go there. You can't lay behind. You can't just lag around. You get up and go. God said go. He didn't say stay. You got to get up and go and do what God have you to do. I tell you what, He's three times here describes in these three verses, it's a desert place. I mean, they didn't see this grass. They had never seen this grass before. I don't believe they've ever seen it. And all their people was running, and they run out past Jesus and run out to where He was going, and they run out there. Why? Because they wanted to hear Him. And what? He didn't turn them away. He had compassion on them. And He loved them. And He didn't say, well, let's just kick them out. And no, He took and preached more to them and talked to them. And then when you get down there, we see this here, that He has he has provision for His people. He's provision for His people. In a desert place, many times you get down and buddy, you don't know what to do. But I tell you, I'm glad He's provision for people. But there's also this here, we say, well, what is this a picture of? And how else can you explain this? It's a picture of God's power. It's the power of God that He's able to provide green grass in a desert place where there's nothing else. And I think what He can do for your life, He can take your life, and He can, your big life is just a mess if you're not saved. And He can save you and clean you up, put you together, and you can be apart from this world, and you can get up and go for God. Get yourself filled with the Holy Ghost. Get down and stay on your knees and get the power of God. Children, that's what's wrong with us today. And we don't have that grass around us, and we're not sitting on the grass.
Amen.
I tell you what, the Lord, the shepherd, does not lead the sheep to a pasture where there's no grass. I mean, He leads them. They take their sheep, that's their livelihood. And they lead them out, they scope out and find where the green grass is. And they'll take them sheep out to where the green grass is, and they'll take them out. Why? So they can eat and get fat and grow big. That's what the Lord's wanting you to do. Grow fat on His Word and go and feast on His Word and fill your hearts with it and grow up and quit being a baby and be a man of God, a woman of God, and get off the milk and eat the meat and grow for the Lord. It's too many times we sit around and we've been act like a baby and we're not being a child of God that we should be. I want to be able to get in that grass, enjoy the grass, and just sit there and roll in it, play it, and just do the will of God in my life. But there's green grass in the desert. And this picture here, this is the power of God. And you know, how is it possible for grass to grow in a place where nothing else will grow? It's the power of God. How is it possible that God can take you that you're lost and undone without God and you're going to hell, you're wicked and vile? How is it possible that He took me and saved my soul and washed away all my sins and cleansed me up? Thank God He said He never remembered them no more. Hallelujah. I'm glad I've been bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. I'm glad He took away my sin. Thank God. I'm glad I've been birthed into the family of God. I know I'm not what I should be, but I'll be there one day. I tell you what, I can't blame nobody but myself, how I act. But I tell you, I strive and try to do, but you know what? I don't care who you are, what you do. The devil can come in on you. The devil can sneak in the house. And I tell you what, he'll bind a strong man. If you're not careful, you got to stay tight with God. Stay tight in the Word and the prayer. And get in there and live for the Lord and get the power of God on you. I'll tell you what, all I can tell you is God might lead you through a desert. But I'll tell you what, there'll be a green patch of grass in that desert. There'll be a green patch of grass in that desert. There'll be a place in there where you can get in that desert. I mean, get out of that hot burning sand and sit on that good cool grass. There ain't nothing like just laying in the grass. But I tell you what, no matter how dry, how secluded, how desolated, how solitary, I tell you how bad it gets in your life, that God can still put a patch of green grass there before you that you can have a rest for your soul. I've been so dry before. I've been so down and out. I've been so miserable. I tell you what, I thought there was no other way. I thought I've done had it all. I was ready just to be done with everything. But I tell you what, there was a patch of green grass. Thank God, hallelujah. That green grass was there, thank God. I'm glad He reached down and He led me over to the green patch. I thank God, hallelujah, I'm glad I walked over to the green grass and Jesus Christ took it. Give me a breath of fresh air. Hey, man, I'm glad that green grass is waiting on you. All you got to do is just follow the Lord. Do the will of God. The pasture over there waiting on you. Man, I tell you what, you get green grass, and I used to have horses and stuff, and boy, I don't care what you do, if you got them locked up, you see cows, goats, or anything, they're not happy with the grass that's in the lot. They got to stick their head through. I don't care if it tears their neck, whatever, stick their head through the barbed wire or the fence. They eat the grass on the other side. Because they think that green grass over there is better than their grass. But I tell you what, the grass that Jesus Christ has got for you, that patch of grass is just waiting on you that you might be filled with the Spirit of God and be filled with His Word, filled with the love of God. That's power, the power of God. I tell you, in Psalms 78:19 says, "Yea, they spake against God." And they said, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" Yeah, He can furnish a table. Yeah, He furnished it for me. Thank God, but I ain't never been without. Thank God. He has furnished a table for you, and He can. And then in the next verse, He broke up a rock and put out the water for them. Somebody has something to drink. God's getting all your needs. He can meet everyone you got. He can take care of you. Amen. 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 He's a powerful God. I'm not serving some little wimpy God that can't do nothing. You'd think that our God couldn't do nothing the way some of us act, the way I act sometimes. But I tell you what, God Almighty, plenty of stars from His fingertips. I tell you what, He poured the waters out of His hand. That's the God I serve. That's my God. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about this world. I ain't got to worry about this life. I tell you what, things may come, things may go, but I know one day I'll be in the arms of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I got saved. I'm glad I've been born again, and I know I'm saved.
Thank God.
Yes, sir, buddy. There's a patch of grass and get my feet in them. Boy, I got some bad feet. I all messed up. I'll get my shoes off, and I can walk in that grass. Oh, I can just feel it up around my toes. Oh, it just feels so good. You get that real soft grass, you know, get so high and just mash around in it. Just you go around, mash around, mow grass and stuff. You know what it is to get out there in that grass. I tell you what, when I was a kid, we'd run around all over the neighborhood, and we'd get out there and run and fight and play army and everything. We'd roll in the grass. You can't do stuff like that this day and time. But I tell you what, when I was young, you get out there and you get out in a field somewhere, and you guys are rolling the grass and playing and wrestle. Just had a great time. Thank God, I'm telling you, kids, there's a patch of grass waiting for you somewhere. There's a patch of grass like you've never seen before, like you've never going to see again. A patch of grass, if you'll just let the Lord lead you in your problem times, in your desolate times, just let Him lead you on to where He wants you to go. He's not going to leave you in the desert. He's going to bring you through to the other side. I've been through many valleys, but I've always reached the mountaintop sooner or later.
Amen.
Amen. But I tell you what, God has directed, He directed me through a desert, but there's a patch of grass. And you know, I'm going to get to rest a while when I get there.
Amen.
I ain't just going to have to get up and go again. I get in a patch of grass, buddy. I can sit around and just wait and rest and wait on the Lord. And the Lord take care of me. And the Lord talk to me. And you talk to the Lord. And you're in that grass, that pasture. And boy, that big patch of grass there. And boy, God's so good. He took and gave that just for you. He seen you in 2019 in December at a time when you needed most, that you needed some grass amongst your feet. And I tell you what, God put it out there for you.
Amen.
I tell you what God did for me. My wife, the other week, my water heater blew up and we was back $400. And, you know, I didn't have $400. But I tell you what, my God got it. I tell you, I went to the mailbox preacher and there was a letter. Thank God for where I went down there and married my niece and sent me $400. Hallelujah. That's some grass. That's a patch of grass in the desert, in the wilderness, that God Almighty gave to me and my wife. Tell me God can't do it. God can do it. God can do it. A patch of grass. You look at how many times God has blessed you. I tell you, God can put green grass in your marriage. He can do it. He can do it. He can put your family back together again. He can put your church family together again.
Yeah.
All of you get in the grass and let's just stay in the grass and rest a while.
Amen.
And then it's a picture of God's provision. The provisions of God. You take here, this is a story here about God miraculously fed 5,000 people. And more than that, because I said wives and women and kids, probably more like 15,000. Can you imagine trying to feed that many? I mean, over Thanksgiving, we had what 18 or so in my family. And my gosh, we had food everywhere. And I tell you what, we fed them. They had plenty left over. But can you imagine about 15,000 and then went around and took up 12 basketfuls? Man, that is something else. How God's provision. You can't outdo His provision. You can't get away from it. God takes care of you. You ain't can't give Him more than He'll give you. You say, well, I can't give my offering. I can't pay my tithes. Well, I'll tell you what, you better pay Him. God's wanting to take care of you. God's wanting to show you. You won't stick your feet in the grass. You ain't got it in the desert. You won't move over and get in the grass.
Amen.
Let God take care of it. get in the grass a while and enjoy the things of God. You'll see the provisions of God like you've never seen them before. And here is the picture. It's just so miraculous. The miraculous thing about this, the miracle that God performed here, that they didn't see the miracle that was out there waiting on them in the desert. The green grass. He done all that, fed them and everything, and then he put that grass out in the desert. Everybody knows you can't grow nothing in a desert. It won't grow cactus or something like that. But this was green, beautiful grass in the desert.
Yes.
Are y'all getting this?
Amen.
I tell you what, I bless my soul.
Amen.
I heard it preached, and then I researched and heard another man preach. And then, boy, God just got the blessing in my heart. Hey, man, I got to thinking, God did that for me. He's got a patch of grass out there for me. He said all the way down in all these verses, He didn't leave it out. He made sure. He said in a desert place, there was a patch of green grass.
Amen.
Green grass. Not old dried, shriveled up. Green grass.
Amen.
Like water had been on it. Thank God.
Amen.
It'd been watered by God. God's wanting to water you. Why don't you let Him water you and get some green grass around you?
Amen. Yes.
Provisions, buddy. He makes provisions for you. I tell you what, it's good when you get to talking about the provisions of God, how God meets your needs, how God takes care of you. 5,000 men here. And if you take an average person, you know, they sit like 3-6 feet, something like that. You know, good big, good size area to sit. I mean, some little skinny person would take up as much as someone big, but still, you got like a 3-by-3 area to sit in. And you figure all that, and you figure like 4 football fields. 3 to 4 football fields. God prepared in the desert. He prepared that for us. He prepared that when they went out there, that they did have a nice place to relax. A nice place to get their strength back, to be renewed, to get their power back. And then He fed them. He fed them so much, they was about to bust, and then went around and took up all them feet. And the disciples there, they said, oh, well, we're going to have to have so many penny worth to go out and buy food for. You know what the problem was? They were trying to get Jesus to send them away. They were afraid they wasn't going to get nothing to eat because there wasn't nothing there to eat. And they were selfish. But yet God had compassion on them, the Lord did. So He took and said, set them all down. Set them all down. He got them all down and put them in 50s and 100s and had them all lined up and so He could go down there because He's a God of order. He's in order now. And He goes down there and He feeds them and then takes care of them. Make sure everybody gets enough. Can you imagine, boy, how your belly be? I mean, they're talking about a good fish too, boy. I mean, some good fish. You go down there and go over here to Blue Bay and get some fish, and you're going to want to taste bad. And I told that guy over there, I sent it back. I thought that guy was going to have a heart attack over there, a little Greek guy. He come over, oh, that ain't bad fish. That ain't bad fish. It tastes horrible. It was bad fish. But he got all tore up. And he said, I'll get you some more fish, but that ain't bad fish. I tell you what, didn't have to worry about it. Jesus got him fish, and it was some good fish.
Amen.
But best fish they've ever ate.
Amen.
Best bread they've ever ate.
Amen.
Thank God, I'm telling you, when God does it, He does it right.
Amen.
He don't give you no junk. He don't give you a garbage pile. He gives you the best there is.
Amen.
Now, where you take it or not, that's up to you. Now, where you take the preaching tomorrow night and the next night, I tell you what, Brother Jenkins is going to come. God's giving him the word. Now, whether you take it and you get in the grass or not and can shout and praise God, or you're going to sit in the desert and choke to death on dirt, I tell you what, make up your mind, get your heart right, and get in the grass. Let's have a time with God, get our souls revived, and get up and do something for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, buddy. I want the power of God in my heart, in my life.
Lord.
Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God for that green grass. That green grass that was over there. I tell you, it was a miracle. The green grass that He put there. I mean, such pretty, beautiful grass.
Yes.
People talk about going to Kentucky and seeing that pretty grass. Ain't got nothing on Jesus Christ. When He throws a grass field, He puts it out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's enough grass for everybody to sit on. They didn't nobody have to worry about it. And you know, all these people in verse 32, Jesus, He called the disciples to come apart. He said, let's go apart. And He was going to take them out there so they could get some rest. And then all these people running with them. Run along. He's going. They wanted to go too. They wanted some more of what they was getting. I want some more of what I've been getting for 40-some years. I want some more of what God's got to give me. God's blessed me for 43 years. Hallelujah. I want more. I want more that He can give me. I want to go along with. I want to run along and can't stay up with Him that He might give me everything that He can give me. I want it all, preacher. I don't want part of it. I want it all, Johnny. Amen.
Yeah.
I want the crumb He gives me. I want the steak He gives me. Whatever He gives me, I want.
Amen.
I tell you, He can provide your provisions. And I tell you, there was much people come. There was much people. And He was moved to compassion. But I tell you what, the shepherd, He led His sheep out there, and they wasn't disappointed. They wasn't disappointed. And they had plenty to eat. The disciples, you know, they had plenty to eat. And then God, He's a true God of compassion. And I tell you what, when the Lord takes the charge, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about who's doing the cooking. When the Lord's in charge, you ain't got to worry about it. You go all day and you think, well, I'm about to starve to death. Hang on, Lord, take care of it. Here comes some fish. Here comes some bread. Amen. Am I not right? Amen. I'm glad He'll take you and take charge. And I've had people take me out to eat where I didn't have no money hardly. I've had God feed me. I've had God take care of me and my wife and kids. Thank God, because He's a God of provision.
Amen. Yes.
He's a God of provision. No matter how far you are away from God,
amen,
you can still come back to the Lord. You can still get in that green patch of grass. And you can still do what God wants you to do.
Yes.
You ain't so far gone that you can't come back. I tell you, I love the Lord with my heart. I'm not perfect. And I know I'm not perfect. But you know, one day I will be perfect.
Amen.
And in the sight of God, I am.
Yes.
But this old flesh ain't perfect. I mean, it's bad. But I tell you what.
Glory to God.
Over in Exodus 31, it says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. You can see here, there was a shepherd there. He had a shepherd. He made provision for him, took him on the backside of the desert, and he had the burning bush out there and everything Moses did, and saw all that because he made a provision, and he was showing them that there's a provision waiting for them, that all you got to do is follow me.
Amen.
You got to follow him. And God manifested himself in the backside of the desert to Moses. And I'll tell you what do you think Moses thought when he saw that burning bush? God's provision. God's provisions. Thank God, I'm glad He provides for me. And then last of all, He's a picture. This is a picture. This green grass is a picture of God's planning. It's God's planning. He's got a plan. He's got a plan for each and every one of us. And the devil might throw you a curve. The devil might do this. You don't give devil the praise for him, but God is leading you through a path, down a way He's planned and made for you, that you might glorify Him some way, somehow. In the end, God's not going to let the devil rub you out and get him get the glory. God's going to get the glory out of everything that takes place in your life. Hear me now. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary that you might be set free from sin. He's not going to take you and lead you down a dirty road and then take you and leave you in the desert. He's going to take you to a patch of green grass. Thank God. He's got it planned. He's got it all planned out. What's going to take care of? What's going to take place? I tell you, He knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going to blow. I've had everything in the house blow up. A washing machine, dryer, refrigerator, you name it. It's all blew up. I got one more hot water heater. It'll probably go for long. But I tell you what, God's giving me new ones.
Amen.
I mean, you got to pay. Say, we got to pay. Yeah, you got to pay for them, but God give them to me or I wouldn't have them.
Right.
Amen. God paid for them.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's a picture of God's planning.
Yes.
It takes God. It doesn't take God by surprise. It takes you by surprise. Now, when I walked in the bathroom and there's water all in the floor, I mean, it took me by surprise.
Yes.
And then I thought I had that sucker fixed. Went and got a brand new hot water heater and put it back together. And somehow or another, I didn't get enough glue on a piece of pipe. And Pat said, "Is that water?" And went in that water just all over the floor, just flooded. It was running down in my heater vents. Amen. That didn't take God by surprise. It took me by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. Anything that happens in your life, it's not a surprise to God. God ordered it and planned it that way. And all you got to do is follow the plan. Just stick with God and He'll show you the plan and He'll lead you the way hand by hand and take you through to the promised land. Amen. Jesus has directed His disciples to the desert. He said, "Go out there and come apart. Let's go out here and rest a while." Rest a while. He took them to it. He took them in it. He'll take you out of it.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, it's been a long, dusty road sometimes.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I know what it is to get in church and people praising the Lord. You sitting over there like you're choking to death. And you can't get in. You think, "Let me in, God. Let me in. Just let me praise the Lord." And you try to raise your hand. That don't do no good. And you try to say a little amen. You just can't get in. Just kick the devil out and just crawl in the grass. And just get in there and wallow around and throw a hand up to the Lord anyway. Just praise God. I know it's hard. I've been there and it hurt. You might be hurting so bad that you can't praise God, but you can. So fight the devil, kick the devil aside and praise God. That's what's wrong with us today. There's no shout in the church. You got your foot in the desert. Your feet's burning up in the sand. Step over into the grass.
Amen.
Amen. God's got the plan that way. God didn't avoid the desert. He took them into the desert. He's not going to avoid the deserts in your life. He's going to take you through them. You're going to go through them. And He's going to lead you there. And it's up to you what you do in them. It's up to you if you get in the middle of a dry desert, a solitary and desolate place, and you're in there cooking. All you got to do is cry out, "Jesus!
Amen.
Jesus, help me!
Yes.
Help me, Lord!" I tell you what, here He comes. Hey, God! He won't leave you in the desert!
Amen.
It's a picture of a life of abundant water taking care out there, putting it all over that grass. It's abundant water. He gives you abundant life. He don't want you to be sad and down and out. He wants you to have abundant life. Be happy and joyful. He wants you to spring up and fill your saucer up and run over in the plate. He wants you to get up and live for Him. He wants you to be happy and praise God.
Amen.
Be happy.
Yes,
right. There's an oasis out there waiting for you.
Yes.
Brother, you go through this stuff. I've been saved 43 years. Brother Hyde's been saved 40 years or so. 30. I'll tell you what. Keep it safe a long time. You've been through a lot of deserts. But you come through the other side.
Amen.
He didn't leave you in the desert.
No.
And I'm here to tell you right now, if you're going through trouble, tribulation, and trials, I've been there, done them things. We'd be surprised if you know what all me and my wife has been through with the kids and things in our life that happened. I'd be surprised if you too, the same way. But I tell you what, God never left us in the desert. He brought us through all the way. We kept going on and going for the Lord and didn't quit and just kept on going on. And the Lord brought me through.
Amen.
And I'm looking to go through to the other side.
That's right.
Amen. Walk in the grass. Get out of the desert. Let's bow. Father, thank You, God, for the grass. I'm glad there's a patch of green grass out there, Lord. God, I get to it, I'll know. Boy, I can just waller in it. I pray, God, I can cool my feet in it. I'm glad I can take and let You take charge of my life and lead me.